Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful to God to be with you all again tonight for another relevant kingdom teaching. Please forgive us for being a few minutes late. We're just getting in, celebrating with a dear friend in her elevation and the kingdom, and we are praying for her and the ministry that she's a part of. But we're here. We're here with a teaching on tonight that I think is going to open up our eyes and our understanding, prayerfully open up our eyes and our understanding so that we might function in what God has called us. Our topic tonight is law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding citizens. And I know that will just take your mind to some places right away. It's like, oh, my God, the law, yes, the law. So we're going to talk about that tonight. So, Father, we thank you now. We just give you glory, honor, and praise for this time that you've allowed us to come together. God, that we might release a relevant teaching in the ears of those who have an ear to hear. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as CEO. You are the teacher. You will equip us. You will speak through us. You will enlighten us, inspire us. Everyone who dials in, who listens through the internet, ever those who will call in at a later date, that these seeds that will be released tonight will fall into good ground and produce according to your desire, your will, plan, and purpose for each of our lives. Father, we thank you for it now, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for those who've called in on tonight. Amen. As always, I like your input. I like your feedback. So if at any time you have something you'd like to share, please press 1, and we will gladly bring you online to share with us. My husband's with me. Amen. So I'm hopeful that he will desire to share tonight. I know he will. He's so full of wisdom. Y'all know he is. For those who listen on a regular basis, Elder Benny, Apostle Benny, is the man. He is the man. Amen. So, law-abiding citizens. When we look at that, the first thing that we see that gets our attention generally is law. What is the law? What law are we to follow? Because we are, quote unquote, I'm using the term Christian, and I'm using it loosely, and y'all don't hold it against me, but I'm finding more and more that people who term Christian don't know what Christian really means. It's a club. It's a cliche. It's a banner. It's a lot of different things, but they don't really know what Christian means. And so when we look at law-abiding citizen, when we are kingdom ambassadors, kingdom leaders, we have to be mindful of the law of the land. But we have to also be mindful of the laws of the kingdom. And what we have been experiencing in, I'll say, these United States, that's where we are, what we've been experiencing here and all over the world is that often the law of the land is in direct conflict with what the Word of God says. And so we find ourselves in a place where we're tossed. Do I obey the law of the land and forget what the Word says, or do I take a stand and adhere to the Word of God and let it be what it is? A law-abiding citizen. I'm going to read to you a portion from a book entitled Kingdom Paradigm, A Blueprint for Successful Living in the Kingdom of God. And this book is written by Julian Young. And the chapter is entitled Grace to Succeed. And it talks about our winning potential based on our knowing the law and being law-abiding citizens. And he says this, the kingdom of heaven is not a what you're doing wrong concept. Yet there are many sermons reminding people of how sinful they are and how much God hates sin. This should not be the core of any ministry's message. Though it is important that people understand God's expectations for their lifestyle, sin-conscious preaching cannot be at the core of the gospel message. If it is, then it is only reinforcing to Christians how limited they are. This is why Christ preached the kingdom, not a sin-conscious message reminding people of their limitations. Kingdom message is a message of possibility and hope beyond all odds. It is God's modus and tool given to us in order that we might experience the riches of his increase despite our limited sinful nature. I'm going to stop right there. I could go on and on and on. But I want you all to hear this. I want you to hear this. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Do you understand that each of us has grace? Each of us has grace that we're operating in. Yes, you. Grace. But grace really only functions the way that it needs to when we are operating in the kingdom according to what the King has instructed us to do. Our role in the kingdom of God, we can function and the grace is working. If we're not working in our role, then we're not in position for the blessings that we desire. I'm going to stick a pin right there. Excuse me. As I shared, we were at an elevation service on this evening, and we are grateful and excited for my sister, who has been ordained today. But as I sit there and I listen to preacher behind preacher, to how hard it was to live for Christ, I just looked at my husband and I said, why? When they talked about everything they had to sacrifice to do the work of the kingdom, again, I looked at my husband and I said, why? One gentleman even said, you know, I know sometimes I don't take care of my wife and I'm not spending time with her and I'm not spending time with my children because I'm busy doing things for God and for the church. And again, I was like, Christian, the term Christian, those who say they are believers of Christ, they're followers of Christ, they're about honoring the word of God, living the word of God, don't understand the law of the kingdom. Because first and foremost, when we look at any married couple, their ministry, their first ministry is their marriage. And when they have children, it's their marriage and their children. God first, spouse, family, then church, after purpose. But so many people don't understand their role, don't understand their purpose, and they find themselves struggling, they find themselves being in a negative place, and they're not receiving. There's no manifestation. Oh, God. We have to be mindful and remember that we were created to take dominion over many things. But we were not made to take dominion over each other. And when I listened to these individuals, I felt as though they had enslaved themselves to the law of the land, where they saw their assignment, even for the work in the church, as something that was dogmatic, that they had. It was, oh my God, I even sit beside a woman who came from Maryland, and she was like, can we just get on with this, because I got to drive back to Maryland. This wasn't, she talked as if her being there was not a labor of love, but as if she was made to be there, and she was regretting the whole thing. And I'm saying, God, they don't understand the law of the kingdom. They don't understand the grace that's been given to us. They're not appropriating it. They're not acknowledging it. God, they don't understand. God, I'm sitting beside a citizen that does not abide by the law. They weren't abiding by the law. They felt like, based on their statements, they felt like that they were going to receive the blessings based on their work. But you cannot receive God's promises based on your works in the kingdom. God pays you based on your faith, not by your works. And so when we talk about being law-abiding citizens, we have to first know the law. We have to first know how to apply it. We have to completely understand our purpose and move in that which God has called us to, operating in the role that he sent us to do. Because when we fulfill his mandate on our lives, when we fulfill purpose, doing his work, it's not ours. It's his, and because of our obedience to what he's spoken, then we receive the blessings. And when we talk about grace to succeed, we access God's promises through grace. That's when we are no longer under the law. Oh, God, I wish I had more time to dig deep into this, and maybe for those who are on our Seeking Truth Bible study, we'll pick it up and look at it in a little more depth. But as I stated before, each of us has grace. We have grace that's tailor-made for each of us, that's been assigned to meet every calling, every vision, and purpose with the provision and resources of heaven's throne. I'll say that to you again. You have a grace that's tailor-made for you, assigned to you to meet every calling, vision, and purpose with the provision and resources of heaven's throne. That's powerful, y'all, to know that because of our obedience, because of our willingness to tap in to what it is that God has called us to, that we can tap in and get provision. Y'all know I get inspired by situations. And again, I'm in this place, I'm in this space, and I hear the man of God say, we've spent X amount of dollars this weekend, and I'm begging for help. And the word says, you have not because you ask not. I said, well, how convenient is that, that you could pick a scripture to appropriate your negligence and not acknowledging the Holy Spirit, and not doing it the way that the Holy Spirit instructed you to do it, but you did it according to what man wanted you to do. And now you've got a hefty bill, and you're asking people to help you pay for this expensive weekend. Where was grace in that? Where was obedience in that? Again, I was listening to a citizen that says they're a Christian, but a citizen that's not law-abiding according to the laws of the kingdom of God. hope y'all are hearing me. I hope y'all are getting this. And again, if you have questions or comments, please press 1. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, and let me just pause real quick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Tori Lynn. Happy birthday to you. I love you so much. Thank you for being on the air with us tonight. Now, back to our lesson. Amy, I know she's smiling. She knows that I love her. Yeah. When we understand the free gift of grace, do you understand that grace is free? When you understand the free gift of grace, you will be able to tap into the righteousness of Christ. You will be able to, because you're not responsible for your righteousness, Jesus is. Y'all hear me? You aren't responsible for your righteousness, Jesus is. But it's only when you freely and truly understand the free gift of grace and when you're able to then tap into the righteousness of God. I was blessed to minister to some young women on yesterday, and they were playing basketball, and I watched with intent as they played, and I shared with them that they got out there and they had already defeated themselves. They were not exercising winning potential. They were not exercising the grace to succeed. They had made up in their minds that they were not capable, that they were not good enough, that because they weren't in the same league as the team that they were playing, they were automatically the underdog. But do you all know, and we've talked about it time and time again, that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that it takes a proper mindset to function and do what it is that God has called us to. When we can have it in our mind, I think we said it a couple weeks ago, you have to be able to see things the way God sees them and articulate them the way that God articulates them, the Holy Spirit articulates them concerning you. Because if you can get your mind right, when you can win in your mind and overcome the thoughts of condemnation, you are not saved by your works again. You are saved by grace. Oh, God. Okay. Time is moving swiftly. Amen. Let me just get to these really quick. Again, y'all, if you got questions, comments, I want to hear it. Please press 1. Amen. Let me give you 6 steps to creating a winning mentality. For us to be law-abiding citizens, we have to have the right mindset. We got to be mentally strong, mentally tough, mentally acute. It has to be there. So 6 steps to creating a winning mentality. First, you have to understand your value. And being a law-abiding citizen and understanding your winning potential, the grace to succeed, you first have to understand your value. Secondly, you have to actualize the grace that's in you. I ask this question to people all the time, and especially women, because for whatever reason, I can't say for whatever reason, I know that there are a multitude of reasons that we find ourselves often in places where we don't think we're good enough. You know, we've been put down, we've had bad relationships, we've had abuse, we've had a lot of different things. We don't feel like we measure up based on our own perspective of self. And we're not actualizing the grace that's in you. The gift of God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in each one of us to guide us in truth, to instruct us, to empower us. And when we can acknowledge the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, that aids us in actualizing the grace that's in us. That's 2, fullness. What does that mean? It says that I'm going to stop seeing myself as a failure. I'm going to stop talking to myself as though I can't do, and remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can remind myself that I am fearfully, wonderfully made, that I was made in the image of God, that I was a thought. God had me as a thought before he even placed us in our mother's womb. He had a thought and a plan for each one of our lives. And he said, no longer do I want you to just sit back and wait for the wave. I want you to start crashing them. I need you to start moving forth with force. I need you to start moving forth with purpose. I need you to move forth with a mindset to do, not just talk about it, but be about it. Number four, an attitude of gratitude. And for my callers that are on the line, each of you is grateful. I know, but I got a prophet on the phone, and if she don't tell God thank you 150 times a day, okay, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to say, if she ain't telling God thank you, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. If she ain't grateful, I don't know nobody that is. But she's forever grateful. And that's going to help us with our winning potential. That's going to help us to operate using the grace that God has given us to succeed. We have to have an attitude of gratitude. God, I'm grateful. And, you know, we've talked about the last couple of weeks how I heard, y'all, I keep hearing this stuff and I have to put pins in it because it triggers. I heard someone pray a prayer. They were decreeing and declaring that all the bad stuff in your life was going to turn around. God was doing a miraculous work. It was going to all be fixed. And I looked at my husband and I said, okay, Because a lot of things that we're going through, if we pray them away, we don't learn the lesson. Have an attitude of gratitude even when you're faced with a challenge or dilemma. And what you do is say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to show me where I erred. I need you to reveal to me what I need to do in order to bring resolve to this challenge. Not, God, take this thorn out of my flesh. It's too much for me. It's getting on my nerves. Take it away. And he said, okay, if I take it away, have you learned the lesson? Or are we going to be right back at this same spot again in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, 3 days? Are we going to be right back? And so even when you're faced with challenges or dilemmas, still create an attitude of gratitude. You know, begin to say, God, I thank you that I'm growing in grace, standing more. What it is you're trying to reveal to me. Holy Governor, I thank you for what you're speaking to me. I thank you for giving me the insight and the instructions I need to come out of this place, to go into the new place that's being prepared for me. I'm grateful that I can see growth in myself. Create an attitude of gratitude. Fifth, embrace and invite change. How many times do you hear people say, change is so hard? Oh, Lord, why we got to change that? We've been doing it this way forever and a day. Why we got to change it? Oh, no, we don't want to change it. But in order to have winning potential, to exercise that and utilize the grace to succeed, you've got to embrace and even invite change into your life, into your vision, into your purpose, into your culture, into your surroundings, into everything about you. Embrace and invite change. Because for some of us, we've been doing the same thing for years, and we're expecting a different outcome. Guess what? It's not going to happen. Not until we change will we begin to see the change we desire. So embrace it and invite it. and to your process in order for you to get the winning potential. Lastly, choose God's best versus what's good. Choose God's best versus what's good. And for us, we human, we flesh, sometimes we perceive things to be good and good for us, and we're so wrong. We're so wrong. Because we pick what's good based on our emotions, based on our tangible needs. And we're not looking at God's plan and his purpose for our lives. But you've got to be willing to choose God's plan, God's ways, over those things that you feel are good for you. We are law-abiding citizens. We are those citizens that are abiding by the laws of the kingdom of God. We have the grace to succeed, and we are operating and utilizing the winning potential that's within each of us. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to us. We hope that you would consider sharing this teaching with others, that they might hear this message, that they might be prompted to do some things differently, and to really seek understanding about the law of the kingdom of God, and really understanding the grace of God and how it operates in our lives, because we're winners and it works for us. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, if these teachings have been a blessing, we ask that you would consider sowing a seed into the ministry. You can go to our website, empowermentoasis.wordpress.com, and give securely using PayPal. It would be a blessing to us to help us continue to spread the kingdom message throughout the world. As always, we encourage you each week to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Father, we thank you for each person who joined us on tonight. God, we ask that you would continue to bless them. Holy Spirit, continue to speak to them. God, over all things, be glorified through us. And we will give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Good night.